Okay, good morning. A case of meningococcal disease occurred in a 19-year-old student at College A on January 31st, 2015. The Rhode Island Department of Health was notified about this case on February 2nd, and a second case occurred in a 20-year-old student on February 5th and was reported the same day. The two cases resided in different dormitories and had no known epidemiologic links, and both were determined to be caused by serogroup B Neisseria meningitidis, and to have a rare sequence type 9069, never before seen in the U.S. Meningococcal disease caused by the bacterium Neisseria meningitidis is a serious illness with a 10 to 15% case fatality ratio. Serogroups B, C, and Y are the most common in the U.S., and the current meningococcal conjugate vaccine protects against A, C, W, and Y. Meningococcal bacteria are carried in the nasopharynx, and most carriers remain completely asymptomatic. Only rarely does invasive disease occur. Bacteria are spread through close contact, specifically via respiratory and oral secretions with patients or asymptomatic carriers. And important risk factors among adolescents include age, social mixing, and smoking. The meningococcal conjugate vaccine routinely administered to all adolescents does not protect against serogroup B, leaving persons aged 16 to 21 years at increased risk for serogroup B meningococcal disease. In fact, serogroup B caused 4 university outbreaks during the last 2 years. This outbreak at College A was the first to occur since 2 serogroup B or MenB vaccines were licensed for use in the U.S., Trumemba and Bexsero. Currently, our understanding of vaccine impact on nasopharyngeal carriage is limited. In response to this outbreak, College A and the Rhode Island Department of Health provided chemoprophylaxis to 71 close contacts. During a MenB vaccination campaign, 94% of eligible students received the first of 3 doses of Trumemba in February, and 80% received the second dose in April. Additionally, CDC conducted a meningococcal carriage evaluation with 2 objectives. 1, to determine the baseline prevalence of nasopharyngeal carriage of Neisseria meningitidis, and 2, to assess the impact of the MenB vaccination campaign on carriage. The evaluation consisted of a short questionnaire assessing risk factors for meningococcal disease and carriage, and laboratory testing of an oropharyngeal swab. The first of 3 planned carriage evaluations was conducted in February, and a second took place in April along with the second dose vaccination clinics. All undergraduate students at College A and graduate students who lived on campus were eligible to participate. In the February evaluation, 717 students participated, and 176, or 25%, were carriers of Neisseria meningitidis. In April, 2 months following the first dose of Trumemba, 878 students participated, of whom 211, or 24%, had meningococcal carriage. Serogrouping by PCR revealed that in both February and April, 4% of students specifically had serogroup B carriage, and of those 4%, none were found to be carrying the outbreak strain in February, while 1 student was found to be carrying the outbreak strain in April. Associations with meningococcal carriage did not substantially differ between the 2 different evaluations, therefore I'm presenting pooled results. Overall, males, smokers, those reporting secondhand smoke exposure or visiting bars, clubs, or parties at least once per week, and sophomores and juniors had increased meningococcal carriage prevalences. Whereas recent antibiotic use was associated with decreased carriage, and living on campus, recent upper respiratory infection symptoms, and meningococcal vaccination were not associated with carriage. In conclusion, the mass MenB vaccination campaign quickly achieved very high vaccination coverage, and no further serogroup B meningococcal disease cases associated with College A have been identified. Despite the high meningococcal carriage prevalence of 24 to 25%, only 1 student was found to be carrying the outbreak strain. In the 2 months after the first dose, MenB vaccination had no apparent immediate impact on decreasing overall or serogroup B carriage, and a third carriage evaluation is currently planned for September 2015 in conjunction with the final dose of MenB, so stay tuned. I'd like to acknowledge the following individuals and agencies for their long hours and fantastic work. Thank you.